News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. Happy Monday to you. Today's news brought to you by Hertz Car Sales. Let's go to the news center. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Good Monday morning to you. The state of Oregon plans to install 22 electric car charging stations on the east side of Interstate 5, and first on that list is Sisters. The city was chosen over Bend and Redmond, mostly because of distance from the next closest proposed charging station, that one in Detroit. An article in the Bulletin says there are two locations currently under consideration for the Sisters charging station. Now, the Sisters station will be the only one in Central Oregon and one of the easternmost such stations in the state. Hood River will also get a station. Transportation officials say they want to branch out from the I-5 corridor, where there are an, quote, abundance of stations between Portland and Ashland. A $2 million federal grant will help pay for that installation. Residents and travelers south of Lapine may see or smell smoke over the next 2 weeks. Lisa Clark with the Central Oregon Fire Management Service says specialists will conduct some pile burns. Well, we're having difficulty with that audio right there, so we'll move on. Clark says conditions seem excellent to rid about 945 acres of piles. That burn will take place in the area of Highway 31 and should last for about 2 weeks. Hundreds of local business owners and professionals get a sneak peek later this week into the business climate for 2012. State economist Ski says speaks Thursday morning in Bend at the Chamber's Economic Forecast Breakfast. Spokesperson Courtney Linville says they expect to see about 300 people turn out, and the timing is good right now.
And this is just a great forecast to come and listen to. You know, a lot of businesses are in their planning process right now of looking at budgets for next year and trying to figure things out. And we highly encourage them to come to this event and learn what they can expect for 2012 so they can plan accordingly.
A couple of topics Potowski plans to cover are what will happen to Oregon if we fall into a world recession, and what are some of the bright spots in the state and local economy. The Economic Forecast Breakfast is set for Thursday, November 10th at 8 in the morning at the River House in Bend. Two Portland men were arrested in Bend Saturday afternoon after a store clerk became suspicious. The men were trying to sell brand new, expensive snowboarding equipment to the clerk at the Gear Peddler. The clerk determined the items were from a store in Beaverton, called them on the phone, was told the items were stolen. Bend police arrived and arrested 29-year-old William Moret and 19-year-old Russell Woodruff, both of Portland.
We did link them to multiple other burglaries in the Beaverton and Portland areas, so it's our belief that they committed the burglaries and stole the items over in the Beaverton and Portland area and then drove over to Bend. The idea was it'd be easier to, you know, sell the items here, less chance of being caught.
Sergeant Devin Lewis says a search of their vehicle and motel room resulted in the discovery of other stolen items and some heroin. On the day recommended to replace batteries and smoke alarms, a fire broke out in the attic of a house on Northwest Broadway in Bend. Firefighters found insulation burning in the attic that apparently was in contact with a bathroom light fixture. The heat apparently set it on fire. The occupants smelled the smoke and evacuated safely. Their smoke detector did not have a battery. Damage is estimated at $6,000. A four-time world champion bareback rider from Culver is still recuperating, so he will not participate in this weekend's Columbia River Circuit Finals in Redmond. Bobby Moat suffered a serious injury several months ago.
I was in a rodeo at San Juan Capistrano, California, and while I was in the bucking chute getting ready to ride, the horse reared up and, with my back against the back of the bucking chutes, run my rigging handle, which was, you know, fastened to the top of his back, ran that into the middle of my stomach, and it lacerated my pancreas, and so then I had to go have surgery to take the damaged portion out.
Moat does plan to be back in action by the National Rodeo Finals in Las Vegas in early December. The Columbia River Circuit Finals will be this Friday and Saturday at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. Tickets range from $8 to $16. State game officials say a reward of up to $500 is being offered for information leading to the person or persons that illegally shot a five-point bull elk found near Florence. State police troopers did put the animal down because it was suffering. Call the state police if you were in the area and happen to have any information on that. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. And, of course, you can get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.